We've seen a lot of talking taking place and very little action. And what we have found is that while everyone seems quite willing to engage at the roundtable talks, when it comes to implementing changes, we just go back to the old way of doing things. When cattle are scarce, everything goes. When cattle are plentiful, all of these different requirements seem to kick in and farmers are faced with these problems once again.
Is there a failure to tackle issues on the part of the government? Does the problem lie with the factories? Where are the issues here?
Well, I think what we need to strive for is a cooperation between factories and farmers. And it's very easy if I was a factory owner to say, well, I'm going to get the most possible money for my factory and I'm going to buy the cattle at the lowest possible price that I can pay for them. But then I'm not looking to the future and saying, well, if I punish farmers in such a way by giving them the least that I can get away with giving them, are these farmers going to be there next year so that they will be able to provide me with cattle to kill? It's a short-term view to screw the farmers whenever you get the opportunity. And I think that, unfortunately, that is what is happening. There's not a cooperative approach that we, the farmers, produce cattle for a fair price for factories, and hopefully they will sell it on for a fair price and everyone will make a pound. But the way it is at the moment is when cattle are scarce, we have no difficulty getting rid of cattle. When cattle get plentiful, there are 225 different grades on the grid, and they will find some little flaw that makes my cattle less valuable than what I thought they were yesterday.
And that brings us on to the issue of quality assurance, and it's been a bugbear of ICSA's for some time that the various quality assurance schemes haven't been, in your view, working in the farmer's favour.
They haven't. They have been used by factories to bring down prices. For example, we have 225 different parts of the grid. In the UK, there's just 56 different grades. And there's such a multiplicity of grades and VAT scores and confirmation scores that it is actually impossible to tick all the boxes. And of course, a factory can quite genuinely say we're giving so much a kilo, but that has to meet all the specifications. Now, with 225 different specifications, it's unlikely that you're going to tick all the boxes. So therefore, 90% of the farmers are not getting the price that is talked about for that particular grade of animal.